Joshua 1:12-17. But to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, "Remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you after he said, 'The Lord your God will give you rest by giving you this land. Your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan, but all your fighting men, ready for battle, must cross over ahead of your fellow Israelites. You are to help them until the Lord gives them rest, as he has done for you, and until they too have taken possession of the land the Lord your God is giving them. After that, you may go back and occupy your own land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan toward the sunrise.' Then they answered Joshua, 'Whatever you have commanded us, we will do, and whatever you send us, we will go. But as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses.'" This verse reminded me what happened yesterday. One of our area coordinators, our coordinator from Anderson, Pendleton area, we met yesterday and we looked at a church that they are planning to renovate. It's about 20,000 square feet church with a parsonage of that can fit probably about 30 people. So it's a big undertaking. It has courtyard, it has garage, and it has a backyard. And as we go there, another pastor showed up. So there were two pastors that showed up, and they start planning on what they can do. And the Spirit of God came, and all of us were so encouraged. The task is so big. However, our faith encourages us that through the unity and the mentality of, instead of what's in it for me, but how can I serve? The same thing as in the Joshua generation. I call them, how can I serve generation? And again, it says here on verse 15, until the Lord gives them rest, as he has done for you, and until they too have taken possession of the land your God is giving you, all your fighting men ready for battle must cross with your fellow. That's what it says, your fellow Israelites. So as Christians, I believe that we should come together, put aside some of the projects, our own projects, that can wait and help our fellow Christians. Anyway, this church that they are rebuilding is in the heart of downtown Indianapolis. It's going to be a beautiful thing. The parsonage is already finished. They did some construction on it already. So there will be several youths from Anderson, Pendleton area, and even Newcastle, Indiana, who are planning to stay for the entire week in the parsonage and work on that project. Just want to encourage you again that sometimes it's not what we think. What really matters is what God wants us to do. God bless you.